Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year is based on the Sefer of Orpanecha. So Moshe Rabbi Peshtim writes all Moshe Mordechai. Chayav Fega Batzim Chalav Yisbasi. Chayav Mordechai Mordechai, of course. And the Nishmas Moros Esther Batzim Shmuel. Reb Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu. Senu Reina Benos Tzion B'melech Shlomo B'ator Shit Lo'im B'yom Chasinas B'yom Simchas Liv. Go out and see. Daughters of Zion, King Solomon, the crown that his mother crowned him on his day of his chasana, and the happiness of his day, the happiness of his hearts. The Mishnah end of Tainis, Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Gimel Yeralf. Mishnah and Tainis says, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Vayom Tov Yisrael Chamisha Sor Bo V'Kiyom HaKippurim, Shemehem Benot Yisrael, Benot Yerushalayim Yotzot. There were no good days like the 15th of Av in Yom Kippur, when the girls would go out and dance, and the boys would choose. Chayin Oymer, Senor Anna Venos Sion of Mel Shlom Bittula Shit Yom of Yom Chasinos Yom Sim Chasliboy, Yom Chasinos Zemat and Toyra, or Yom Sim Chasliboy Zabinian Besamikta Shivana Vem Hera Viamenu. Rashi Zemat and Toyra Shinitnu Boy, Luchois Achroinois. That on Yom Kippur, the Luchos Achronos were given. And that's the Matan Torah the Mishnah is referring to. And that's why it's such a happy day. So since it's such a happy day, you might ask, then why do we have five Inuyim? Ein Simcha L'Rabasa V'Yayin. Or B'Frat, everybody holds Atzeres V'Yidin Lachem, because Torah was given on Atzeres and Shavuos. So you need not only to learn, you know, Shavuos can't say a Kula L'Hashem. You got to also have a nice cheesy meal. So what's Pshat that in Yom Kippur, which is Yom Matan Torah, we don't have the Lachem at all. V'afkam zot, Chazal magdirim et einu yishem ha-kippurim, k'meniyas miyas v'dayte, like we discussed in a recent share. Like refraining from Yishev Hadas. Torah, you need Yishev Hadas for Torah. Luchos Achronos, you have the union of Torah Shebaal Peh, like we see in Midrash Chazal. Torah Shebaal Peh, you definitely need Yishev Hadas. Like we see in Bava Kama 71b at the end, that the rabbi there needed to eat meat in order to learn well. Mishar B'tainis, he doesn't have Yishev Hadas. You see there in Tosfos. So what's Pshat, that on this day that we get Torah Shebaal Peh, and we get the Luchos, and we get the Torah, that we don't have Yishev Hadas? It says in the Gemara, there in Tainis, Laman Amid Beis, Bishlam Yom Kippur, I get why it's such an awesome day. Because the Slicha Mechila and Tiyam Shani Debaluchas Achronis. So Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, I understand why it's so great, because the Slicha Mechila and the second Luchas were given. As Nerash, there are two Dvarim, Nifradim, Slicha Mechila and Luchas Achronis. They're shaykh to each other. So the Hisratzis li Yisrael to give them Luchas Shnias was ready on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ein Rashi Dvarim Tes Yud Ches. Ubev Yom Nehmer L'Moshe P'Solach HaShnei Luchos Amrach Mishon Alay Ahara. Take the second Luchos, come up for 40 days Baratzen, like Rashi. Even though they didn't have Slicha yet until Yom Kippur. And he was Misratze B'Simcha. But as far as the giving of the Torah goes, they're ready from Elul. So what happened was, in Elul, Hashem already agreed to forgive us. Give us the Torah again. Give us the Luchos again. And comes Yom Kippur, and now there's Slicha Mechila, Mitoch Hasratzis B'Simcha. Like God, she says. So, beginning of Elul, in all 40 days, there was Hisratzis, but not to the level of Simcha of Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha Mechila, Hashem forgave us for the Egel, and He gave us the Luchos B'Simcha. Same day. That's when He totally forgave us for the Chet Egel. So, not only are the luchos given through slicha, lichus were given now because Hashem forgave us, but the slicha came about because of the luchus. Because ba'isa yaim, slicha mechila shebanit in Yisrael luchas achronis, when nigmarinian, like it says in Sanhedrin 102a. Every generation has a little bit of the cheda eagle. And the mahalach of the Torah that was mischadish in the mountain luchas shnias is that derech tshuva hayreisa. שולחים בהדורות כולם לתיקון חיית העגל עדיין יקויים את רוח התאומה אוויר מן הארץ כמו שנבאר so the slicha comes through the luchas not only the luchas come because of slicha the slicha comes through the luchas because on that day that the slicha mechila was given when we got the luchas, it wasn't finished. Because in every generation, we still have to suffer from the cheta ego. It isn't completely forgiven. There's no gemara tikkun yet. So the mahalach of Torah that was mischadesh and luchas shnius was derech tshuva hayreisa. And we're all going towards the tikkun cheta ego. Until we have the fulfillment of the pasuk ruach tuma avir min haaretz. Ketuv pasuk v'yaram ki boshesh moshe laradit min ha'ar. ויקל עם על ארון ויאמרו אליו קום עשה לנו אלוהים אשר יחול לפנינו כי זה משה האיש אשר היה לנו מארץ מצרים לא ידענו מהי אליי so now we're going to explain what we just said the nation saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming down from the mountain they gathered an Aaron they said let's make a God who's going to go before us because this guy Moshe took us out of Egypt we don't know what happened to him the Sheresh the Cheda Egel was Be'i HaNechonut with the lack of readiness to be in a matzav of lo yadanu. I yicholet lehitmoded im I avadut. It was an inability to struggle with uncertainty. They said, no, we want certainty. We don't know where Moshe is. Let's make for ourselves a God. Hatzorach hamiyadi b'mamashi u'b'muchlat holid et egel hazahav. This immediate need for something concrete, for something absolute, is what engendered the sin of the golden calf. Balei avoda, she'enam maskilim la'achil et ha'safek ba'avodatam, alolim litpatot, la'adif yidiya shel sheker al pnei yidiya shel emet. Balei avoda, who can't contain safek in their avoda, are liable to be seduced into preferring a idea of sheker, a incorrect, a false idea, false knowledge, than a true lack of knowledge. Asei lanu Elohim, etc. Kizeh, etc. Lo yadanu mehela. Im nichnu letzorich b'mishenet havadaut. They were not able to contain and there avoided this ivados. So he said, let's have a vados, let's have an absolute ego. At least we know what we're getting. It's false, don't worry about it, but at least we know about it. We know what we have. It's with us. Hakdam's nasiv and nishma is avoided by heyadeh vadaut. Mitoch muchanut hazot zachu b'nei Yisrael lektarim. What's Nasiv and Nishma? We don't know. We're going to do without knowing. We're going to do without hearing first. First we agree to hear. ומתוך המוכנות הזאת זוכו בני ישראל לכתרים המקיפים את הראש מלמעלה יזרח אל הכסרים his crowns which are above the head ביאן ידיע וקוטי מורן בחלק א' he writes in Moira de Gavort that כסר has a משמעות of כתר לי זער That's a verse in Job 36:2, which means wait. Wait. That's when you get the keser, when you don't know yet. You have the patience to wait until you know. And when they were nichshal in the loyadanu, they lost the ksarim and nasav and ishma. You without knowing we're going to do. But now you needed to know you lose the ksarim. You lose these crowns. Yisrael shamdu al harsinai paska zo amasam. They didn't want to be Why do they eat from the Eitz HaDaas? Because we want to understand everything. We want to be Yodei Tovro. We can't take the Yivados. So when we say Nasa V'Nishma, that's a tikkun of the Eitz HaDaas, of the Chet of Eitz HaDaas. But when they sinned at the Egel, then the sum of the Zoma came back because they couldn't stand any sign of Lo Yadanu. So the Mahalach of the tikkun is through the second Luchas. Is when the Torah was given. Bo'evin Shalata Reita Ladat. Minitna kol haTorah kula b'ofen shel givui melamala. Hein b'shut beit halavim drush yudchet v'agot zayit ranan l'magen avraham l'yalkut shimoni. Sof sefer Yehoshua p'Yerushalmi shkalim shel luchot harishonot hayta luchot hashniyot luchot harishonot hayta ktuva kol haTorah shebal pi. There's a word famous in the Beis Halevi that in the first luchas all the Torah shebal pi was written. And now in the second Luchas, they don't know what they're getting. So they couldn't, since the first time they got Ata Aresa Ladas, there was this clarity. So we didn't develop this ability to stand the Lo Yadanu. Ki Al Ken Me'ata נתנה תורה בדרך של תעלומות חוכמה. אין שם ישראבה, בתחילת פרק מ"ו, כאשר חוכמתו ורצונו של השם גנוזים ונעלמים רק על ידי יגיעה ועמל הם מתגלים. So the חוכמת ורצונו והשם is hidden. And only through toil it's revealed. In the second luchas was משחדי שמהלך of תורה שבעל פה. Which is a mahalach of tikkun, the nefila shel lo yadanu, and for the chet hakadmon of yodei tov v'ra. Luchos shnius, it's gevaldik. We have Torah shebal peh now that's not written down. We have to toil to get it. It's a matzav of lo yadanu. The Medrash says, we know Torah shebal peh, you're like in the darkness. Talmud Bavli is called darkness. Machashakim hoshivani, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. It's Talmud Bavli. So you have to grope in the darkness. And that's the tikkun for the nefil of Lo Yadanu. For the Cheira Kadmon of Yodei Toivara. Now you don't always know, you have to toil to get to the knowledge. Sometimes you're in a matzav of Iyadiyah. And Moira Dika Mishnah. Moi de Gebreise, Tana Rabbona Pam Achas Chol Rosh Hashanah, Yais B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, and all the Edom gathered, and Yechon and Zaka, he said, let's blow. And they said, let's talk about it first, whether we're supposed to blow. And he said, no, you know, first we'll blow, and then we'll talk about it, whether you're supposed to blow on Shabbos. And this Makom of Beis. And then they blew, and he said, let's talk about it. And after they blew, they said to him, all right, let's talk about it. And he said, no. Kvar nishma keren biyavne. We already heard the horn in Yavne. It's a take on keren biyavne, the vineyard. It's not only yeshiva, it's already nigmar called keren biyavne. Vein meshivin lachar maisa. You can't, after the maisa, you don't ask kashas. So let's just blow. They blew, and then we'll talk about it. So they blew, and then he said, no, you can't talk about it anymore. Bavadai, shadvarim, מהנסתרות השם אלוקינו ואין איתנו יודע עד מה בסוד שיח שרפי קודש הללו ובכל זאת נעמה בי מרסה לפי אלוקינו. So let's say a word over here about this פרייסו. והקורפונים, what we learned until now was why the מהלך התיקון was by the לוחס שניאס. As we said, the סליחה, the תיקון comes to Luchos Shnius, because the Avera is needing to know, and the Tikkun is the Luchos Shnius, where we didn't necessarily know. Whereas Torah Shebal Peh wasn't all written down, it wasn't all in front of us. אז אנחנו עכשיו רוצים לומר רעיון על הברייתא הזאת. When God comes to create Adam, he asked the Malachi Asharis, he said, should we make a man in our image? And they said, what's this man all about, etc. They were arguing, yes, create, don't create. And after the, so as they were discussing it, God creates us. And he says, what are you arguing about? Man was already created. Well, what's this whole discussion? So this is a Moiridiki Yisait. Yitzirato shel ha'adam meikara imitoch uvitoch safek. Univra toch kedei hitdainut shel yibarei o al yibarei. Ha'safek muvne be'adam ba'asher u'adam. They had the suffix, should man be created, should man not be created? So a part of man's ontological existence, very being, the essence of his being, is suffix. Suffix is built into man. Kvar nasa. We already made man. Even before we decided, even before we came to Achro. Nasa v'nishma. We're already going to do before we have the nishma. Rosh Hashanah is the day of nasa adam. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is the time when God created man. How did God create man? By blowing breath into his nostrils. And that's the same vort in this braisa. They're arguing, yeah, should be. No, let's just blow. And then there's nothing to talk about anymore. God said, what are you talking about? I already created man. And the other one, Zaka, said, what are you talking about? Kfar nishma kerem biyavne vein mishiv lachar maisa. Hatkiya hi mitoch ubetoch hasafek sheino mukhra. It's moiridik. It's within the doubt. Bedavar zem mitgale b'rosh shana shechal liyot b'shabbat. Because Shabbos is oisiyos toshev. Tchilat malach ha-tshuva v'tikun shal chet etz hadat. שעניינו ניסיון לברוח מן הספק על הידיעה הוודאית. מכיוון שהשבת שייכת לתיקון, Shabbos is the tikkun. So therefore, in the tkiya shofar of Shabbos is מסגלה, but אדרבה, מצבו הקיומי של האדם, the existential state of man, is ספק. So Shabbos is the tikkun, Shabbos is תשוב. זה היה מתקן לחיי את הדעס. It's a das, it's not being able to deal with a lack of yediyah. So on Shabbos, we just blow without coming to any hachra. Just blow. Just do it. Even though you're in the world of suffix. That was what Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said to do. And then we'll talk about it. And then we already did it. It's too late. Ravadato et kono hi b'achalat ha-safik. To be able to live with doubt, lack of clarity. We have to learn how to contain doubt. That's what's called in modern Hebrew, hachala. To be able to contain this doubt, to live with it. Not everything is clear. Should we create man? Should we create man? Man was created mitoch hasafek. Should we blow the shofar? Shouldn't we? That's back to the blowing of neshama. Vayipach bav neshmas chaim. We already blew. It's too late. Of course, we want to reach yediyah zvaday. Aval anachum mekablim sham ezmor shir liyom haShabbat. Liyom shekulo Shabbat u'menucha lechayei olamim. Vadahachi vahachi beintayim until the end of days. And we have emunah. Anachum mitamnim beemunah. Magodlu ma'asecha Hashem. ואנחנו סובלים את הבפרוח רשעים כמו עשב ויציצו כל פולי אבן משנדם עדי עד הספק מעיב על חיינו אבל הנה ניבא אליך הבא וענן הכרה מורפלת you're right, I'm coming to you in a cloud תפגי אבל השם אמר לשכון בערפל God's in the flood, God's in the fog. We don't always get it. We don't always get the flourishing of the Rishon. Ma atem edayinu kvar nasa adam. I already created man. What's your argument about? Pagabo adam harishon, adam harishon mitzkayin. And he says, "No, Masa, Nasa Dincha, what's happening in your din?" He says, "Asisi tshuva v'nes pashalti m'kaini. I did tshuva and I made a pshala with my creator." Adam Arishan hit him on the face and he said, "Psh, kachu kachu shal tshuva. Metapeach al panav." And he says, "That's the kach of tshuva." And then Adam Arishan said, "Mizmah shalei ha-mashavis." So, "Zeh kosav ha-rav ha-kodesh, mahen rab tzadik ha-koin mi-lublin. Zeh tzadik ve-kadosh le-vracha. Free tzadik, parashat v'yelech. V'yesh la-avin, v'chirak zeh, hu ha-kol shal tshuva le-tpasher dainu la-kel onesh le-mechza." It's a lotion of mispashim. Mispashim means to make a pshara, compromise. So he didn't give him the whole punishment. Koyach of tshuva is to be mechaper on everything. So what's pshat? It's only partial. Achayin. Achayin. This is Reb Tzadik speaking. Deisa al Adam Rishon v'achalti ein ksiv ela v'oichal. Achalti v'oichal oid. V'choye kosh aloyim al Adam Rishon v'yetz ala azav dak. What does it mean? Adam Rishon says, I will eat. I will keep eating. What is he saying? He's not leaving his sin. Achbar amarnu. Sha'aper shushalach ha'chet v'ohemin ba'atzmi. He didn't believe in himself that he could be misgaber in his yetzer. V'dan ba'atzmi v'koydem. If he sinned earlier, he's going to do it again. Beforehand, the Yetzirah wasn't part of him. Now the Yetzirah is part of him. Of course he's going to sin. And that's what he's saying to God. I'm going to eat again. I know myself. He knew the Rambam, the Marishan. That God has to be able to testify about you. You're not going to return to this sin. He didn't believe in himself. He was misgaber in his Yetzirah. But after he heard from Cain, Shamar lo asiti tshuva v'nes pasharti. After this, Shetzer going to dance with Yoina, I said, "Amar, kach ikolcha shal tshuva shemal gam bevidu idvar on levan." Av she'en ozev leziva ruyat shioidolav. He knew that Cain's tshuva wasn't completely sincere, like it says in the Medrash, and therefore he says, "But it's something. It's not a complete tshuva, but it's a partial tshuva." He says, "I didn't know there was such a thing." And then he said, "Mizmor shaliyam haShabbos." There it says, "Toiv loydes Hashem." Doesn't say ve'oizev. Like Moide v'oizev yirucham, that's the koich of Shabbos. That even without completely leaving the sin, God still forgives you. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin 2:20, that a get musa be yisrael, and you force a Jew to give a get, even if he's onus, it doesn't matter because he really means it. He really wants to give it because he really wants to do his rotzon apnimis to the rotzon of Hashem. That's also, and since that's the case, we want to do God's will. Vidui works. That's Toiv Lahoidos Hashem. It's good to thank you, God. It's good to be misvade bepeh. Toiv Lahoidos Hashem. Doesn't say you left the sin. You just did vidui. It's good to do vidui to God. Because in your pnimius, you really want it, even though on your conscious level, maybe not 100%, but in your pnimius, you really want to do the right thing. And so we find by kind that its tshuva was effective. It says in Bereishis Rabba, "Now Mishishanoi Chayso v'yotzim imenu kol oilam." Avraham Avinu v'cholum v'Yisraelis zekam ken ayge koich haShabbos. So now his wife came from him, and then the whole world came from there, and Avraham Avinu and the entire Jewish nation, and that's all from Cain zekam ken ayde koich haShabbos. She v'kneses Shabbos k'siv v'yaro l'kim es kol sherosav v'hinei toiv moed. And then the Gemara Darshans, the Medrash Darshans, and all these negative things, this Toiv Moed, Moves and things like that. And that's based on the Zohar HaKadosh. The less Nahoyra Elahu, the Nafik Migoy Chashucha. There's no light unless that comes from darkness. Less Tov Elimibo Bisha. There's no good unless it comes from bad. And that's Mizgala and Shabbos. Everybody becomes good. Everything becomes good. Tov Migoy Bisha. And therefore, Shabbos is the time of Tshuva. Even Tshuva's Kayim is effective. And therefore, he said, Mizmer Shadiyam Shabbos Toiv Lahoydes Hashem. Shabbos is just to vidui dvorim. It's a big chizuk for avodas hatshuva and Yom Kippur shecholias b'Shabbos. Just do vidui dvorim, it's enough. Shabbos is a special koyach. That's Shabbos. Toiv lo, mizmor shaliyam b'Shabbos, toiv lo, it's Lashem. And Shabbos, Just the Ahudah is enough. Just Vidu is enough. That a person's doing it merotzan aleiv, that he wants it. We want to do your will, God, and we're connected. Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel Rav Tzadik HaKohen. Ve'olam ha'advarim she'atzorech ha'enoshi le'hachez b'muchlat u'lishein alav adai. The person wants absolutes. He says, I know I'm going to eat again. God, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to eat again. Because who knows? I have a Yetzirah. I didn't pass the first test. I'm not going to pass the next time. It's the doubt that causes a person to have despair. A person wants to say, no. I know I'm not going to do it again. How do you know? So he says, forget it. I lost it. I'm going to do it again. Choser avadut alul lo avadon. Can bring him to destruction, this lack of vados. Amar of Papa Erchen A B. Sit Katraka Rege Kel Elu Nige Adam Mishpatechatahom Rabba Elu Nige Batim Vrashi Elu Nige Adam Shen Nivrarim Bishavu Echad Yimla Taherim Nichalet Vitztaka Gdola Izo. Ubitos Vadim Atul Mishpatechatahom Rabba Nige Batim Shecholim Lavo Lide Yichur Shel Shlosha Shavuot. It says God, your tzedakah is great, because nigei b'nei adam, you can be mevara in a week, and nigei batim, it could take 3 weeks. We've been had mishnayos learning nigei now, so that's what we've been learning. Nigei batim can be even 3 weeks, and therefore adifa and nigei adam are better, because the beirur is faster. Even though the beirur could be that he's a tamei muchlat, but still. So the fact that by batim it takes longer to be mevarer. That's mishpatecha toim rabbi. That's a very deep punishment. Haberu lekane lekani tzitchatka kan reikel. Behinin advarim. Yeah, by adam shoef vadeut v'achra burura. That's why it's such deep judgment, because man wants clarity. They have to wait 3 weeks in the lack of clarity. He wants to be a yodei toivara. The problem is that the existential state of man is doubt. The very creation of man was mitoch sofik. The melachei hashareis are arguing, should we create him? Should we create him? God is an absolute. But man is not. Man is in the world of sofik. Should we create him? Should we create him? And then God said, I already created him. Moshe talks about this a lot in the Shiur. It's medrash with this idea. את ככה אדם נברא מתוך ספק. הוודאות היא רק לוודאי שמו כן תהילתו. That's God is vados. We're not. We're in this world of בפרח ושיין קוויצה וציצו קובל הרבן. And to be mad you're the ספק is that שמחה ותאר ספק is only going to come. And the aim שכולו היא שבס לחי העולם המזמר של יום השבס. It's only going to come at the end of days. תופעת הידרה. הכנות במהלך התשובה רווחת מאוד. עד כדי שאנחנו מתקשים לצייר לעצמנו תשובה מקום של כנות. וכן הכנות של אדם הראשון הביאתו להכרה, שאם הוא אכל מסתבר שיאכל עוד. This phenomenon of a lack of sincerity in תשובה is very common. That's why you see after Yom Kippur the world looks more or less like it looked before Yom Kippur. Sorry to say. And the sincerity of Adam HaRishon brought him to a recognition that if he ate, he's probably going to eat again. למרות כל מאמציו לא להיכשל שוב. ואנחנו כדי להתגבר על המחסום הזה העומד בפנינו, בבואנו לשוב נוטים להתעלם מן האמת המרה והמייאשת הזאת. כך שלדאבוננו מצווה תשובה נתפסת אצלנו כמצווה של הונאה עצמית, כאילו נצטווינו להתנתק מעצמנו לרמות את עצמנו. עוד מראשון saw that he didn't want to be insincere. He said, I'm going to eat again. And what do? We just try to avoid the truth. Why put ourselves in despair? And therefore our tshuva isn't sincere. Because we know that we're going to do it again. It's not a sincere tshuva. We're just faking it. Not you, but me. אנחנו נאחזים בוודאות של שקר. במקום לאמץ את הספק של אמת. ותהייתנו הטבעית. להכל או לא כלום. מונעת מאיתנו. התקדמות אמיתית בתחום האפשרי. It's a zero-sum game. Either we're all in or we're all out. No, it doesn't have to be that way. חוסר ועדאות. Be sincere. בתוך גבולות היכולת. That's true, true. That's what's demanded of us. Be real, be sincere. And you don't know. You don't know for sure whether you're going to do it again. But don't be messiahish and say, all right, I was already failed one, I'm going to fail again. Hopefully it won't fail. That's man. Man is not seldom. There was a debate. ביום סליחו מכיר לישראל נתון לוחות שניות שהם יסו תורה שבעל פה. כי בתורה שבעל פה גנוז מהלך התיקון לחטא העגל, שבגללו נשתברו הלוחות הראשונים. התיקון לחטא הוא לא ידענו באמר תורה שבעל פה שכלו התמודדות אם לא ידענו. תורה שבעל פה היא תורה של טיוף דווקשה ויבאילו ויבאיד לא, איפשתה ותיקו. וכך העסק שם תורה שבעל פה מתקן את היעדר הנכונות. להתמודד עם הלא ידענו. כמו שבגוף מהלך התשובה, לעולם יש את הלא ידענו ביחס לעתיד. זה מראה רדיק אידיה. תורה שבעל פה היא, סליחה מכילה is the day of Luchos Shnius, which is the Yisod of Torah Sheba'al Peh. First time we got the Torah with Torah Sheba'al Peh written. This time it wasn't written. And that's the Tikkun. The Tikkun that's going to bring us the Slicha Mechila is the Luchos Shnius, is the not knowing. Is the Lo Yadanu, is toiling in Torah Sheba'al Peh. And this Torah Sheba'al Peh has Tiyuftas and Kashas and Yiboilus and Shailas that aren't resolved and Tekus. The Ramban writes, Ein B'Toyasenu. Moifes Choytech, like Chochmas HaTchuna, Atish Bores. We don't have absolute proofs. He says as far as Zoy, and he says as far as Zoy. And Reb Shimon learns like this, and Reb Chaim learns like this, and Reb Shmuel said a word like that, and Reb Naftali said like that. Who's right? I don't know. I can see this way, I can see that way, I can argue at this. Selfake, selfake. And that's the Tikkun. To live with the Lo Yadanu, and to keep trying to get to the Yadanu. But to know we're not there yet. Just like in the Halach of Tshuva. Right now, we don't know what's going to be in the future, but we hope we'll never do it again. And we're sincere about that, even though we're honest with ourselves. And we know maybe we will. And that's the suffix. And therefore, on this day, that Luchos Shnius were given to the Jewish people, Ein Yisuvei Daite. There's no Yishuvah Das. And that's also the union of Ad Lo Yoda and Purim, Hoda Kibluah. They accepted the Torah again, Ad Lo Yoda, Choysel Das. Which of course is a tikkun for the chet of Adam HaRishon. We want to das. You had to know. Here also we get the Luchos Shnius. No Yishuv HaDas today. Can't have Yishuv HaDas. Ki b'kach ba lidei bitui ha-keflam l'tushiyah she-betalumot ha-chokhma she-luchot shniyim. Ha-ayin shmot rabah reish peret nevav. Ha-mal va-yigiyah be-hadir Yishuv HaDas. דר סבכי נפתולי אהב אמינה והראיות והדחיות והאיבאיות. דווקא ידיע כאיב דייטי בשפר של ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים. ומניע זה יסובי דייטי אבטב כפיפוס הדעס. That's the shofar like the Gemara says. A lack of Yishuv HaDas, מניע זה יסובי דייטי. Then we become kelim for the gilui of the Chochmah of Hashem. הכנעת הנטייה האנושית לוודאי למוחלט. פותחת אותנו לוודאות האמיתית של הוודאי שמו כן תהיה לטוב. We can accept our world of doubts and we can be opened up to something much higher, which is the Rabbanu Shel Olam, which is the absolute vados of Avada Ishmo. His name is Vaday. Ken Tehila Tzel, that's his praise. So this was Mamisha. Incredible. There's so much more to say about this, but we'll leave it here. Yishma Chochem V'yosef Lekach. Thank you so much, sweetest friend. Shalom, shalom.